This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joining us in the studio now, we have a very special guest. Her name is Ingrid Veninger. She's from Canada. She's been in Melbourne for a couple of days, she tells us. Hello, Ingrid.
Hello.
Now, you've been in Melbourne for a couple of days. Is this the first time you've been in town?
It's the second time. The last time was 12 years ago, and a lot has changed.
Ah, okay. What do you think has changed the most?
Well, there's just incredibly many sky risers, many big buildings, and it just seems like the downtown has just exploded.
Yeah, we've grown just a little bit in the last
years. There's actually people around in the city after hours and things like that.
All night long, I hear.
So I hope that, now you're here for Melbourne Queer Film Festival for a very special reason because you're actually part of it. I hope Melbourne's been looking after you while you've been here.
Very well, very well.
Excellent. Now, you're a director. Tell us, how long have you been a director?
I've been a director about... Does that sound Canadian?
Yeah.
10 years. Mm-hmm. I started out as a child actress.
Okay.
Worked with many amazing people. Meryl Streep, De Niro.
Were you in something we'd remember and have to go and look for your child character in a little movie in a corner somewhere? Or?
Well, I was in a film with Vincent D'Onofrio called Steal This Movie, which was about the Abby Hoffman story.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good fun time with Janine Garofalo. But before that, it was mostly television, some feature stuff. And then I moved into producing in my 20s, and then gradually short films as a writer-director, and now exclusively features. So I'm on my 6th feature coming up.
Wow. Okay. So He Hated Pigeons, where does that rank in the... Is that number 3, number 4?
Feature number 5.
Okay. So the most recent one you've done.
Shot it last year in Chile. Met an actor who was my translator at a women's film festival. Had never seen him act in anything, but he was beautiful. And I just decided to write the lead role for him.
Okay. So He Hated Pigeons. It has an interesting synopsis in that it's about a character who wanders through the plains of Chile using his dead lover's diary as a guide. So where did a story like that come from in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, Chile has a lot of history. There's a lot of people disappeared. I fell in love with the landscape, which in the northern Atacama Desert has areas that have never seen a drop of rain. And then it's very fertile and lush and green in the center. And then at the end, it's all ice fields and Patagonia and wet, wet, wet. So I love the sort of contrast of the dry to the wet. And the film starts in darkness and ends in light. And I had an image of a man in a red pickup truck, and the red sort of represents the heart. And I just had this image of him going down the entire sort of very phallic country.
Okay. So
I have to say, I've never heard Chile described as that before.
You can say it's a birth canal, it's phallic, but it just sort of presents itself as a story of rebirth. And he really is a man that starts out with no faith. He's sort of lost and dead. And he just tries to figure out how to keep going in light of his lover's disappearance.
Okay, so did you write the screenplay as well as direct?
Yeah.
So you've done the whole thing.
Yeah.
Did you have any help or is it all yours?
No, it's all mine. I mean, wow. I met him and he inspired me and the image of the red truck. And then I knew it was going to be partly in Spanish and partly in English. I don't speak Spanish. And then I just had the landscape of the country that I knew was going to be an important character. And I just sat down over 3 months and wrote the screenplay. And we shot it exactly 1 year ago.
All right. So... it's a queer film. Obviously, the character is identifies as part of our community. Is
that
something that's a particular passion for you, or just happens to be where this movie's at? Or
yeah, well, I think in Chile it's a very Catholic place. I think there's quite a bit of homophobia, and this character, his parents do not know he's gay. He's definitely in the closet. And when his lover disappears, I mean, everyone just thinks a friend has disappeared, a platonic friend. So not only is he dealing with the loss of his friend, he's carrying the secret. So right. there's a hiding, and there's a lot that he's carrying on this journey that is quite painful and quite difficult, you know. So I think that speaks to the particular place of Chile in South America.
All right. So it sounds like this is going to be a very emotional ride in terms of watching and experiencing this movie.
There's not a huge amount of laughs, but I'll say this. It's more meditative than heavy and hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that is because each time it screens, a local musician improvises the score.
So that's what I wanted to get to, that there's an additional element that's happening on Friday at Acme. And I believe this is what you've done with the film in all its screenings at all the film festivals that it's been to so far. Is that you have a live performer helping to perform the music to the movie. So it's a singer. Is it also some level of instrument, a band as well? Or
He's going to be doing solo.
Yep.
So it's Frankie Topaz from Total Giovanni. And I really have no idea what he's going to do, because part of the experiment and exploration of this film was that when I sat down to write, I knew that the film was going to deal with impermanence and loss. And I wanted some element of impermanence and uncertainty. I mean, I was totally uncertain making this film to be part of every single screening and presentation. So it's never recorded. It's never repeated. It's a one-time only event. To experience it, you have to show up. And my only direction to each musician has been no music in the first 6 minutes. And after that, I give all my control to them and they have total freedom to do whatever they want.
Okay, so you don't record it, so there's no way they can get inspiration from previous performances. Do they get to see the movie beforehand, I assume, so that they can match the movie in terms of how they feel about the movie, I guess?
Yeah, for sure. I give them the link, first of all, to see if they're passionate about it and connect with it and want to do it. But then how many times they watch it, I really never know. Or how much they prepare and how much is improvised seems to be a bit of a combination. But I've had a punk rock band. I've had many soloists. I've had an accordionist, cellist, violinist, flutist, an alt rock trio, electronic musicians, and every time it's different.
Is there any particular performance that has surprised you in that you just don't know where it came from, but then were enamored by what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I would say each one is different and each one really influences the audience, but what they play, when they play, how they play, I just sort of am fascinated by the instincts and the leaps of faith taken by the musicians. I mean, it's nerve-wracking because most of them have never done anything like this. Mm. Some of them have done some film composing, but most of them are just musicians. So it's a very different kind of skill set to play to a film live in front of an audience when you know you only have one crack at it. But I would say Jesse Zubot in White Horse with Jordy Walker did an amazing score. And the flutist from St. John's, Newfoundland, Rosalind McPhail, her score was very, very emotional. And theirs was very sort of dark and heavy. So the audience responses at both of those screenings was completely different. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night.
No. And the fact that you've given us those little tidbits just makes you want to go along because there is that level of expectation of I don't know what's going to happen and how this movie's going to pan out, even with the storyline.
Yeah, and I love being, normally when we make films, you know, as directors, we sort of disappear while the film is playing and go and have a drink in the bar or something.
Mm.
But definitely my butt is glued to the seat because I'm in it with the audience not knowing what's going to happen. And that's also paralleling the character who's on this journey that's decided to take on this trip. I mean, he promised his lover that they would go to the edge of the earth together, because in fact Chile, the word translates as the land where the earth ends.
Mm-hmm.
So they make this promise, his lover dies, so he does the trip alone, but every step of the way he never knows what's going to happen. So that's what the audience is going to be a part of.
Ingrid, it sounds like it's going to be an amazing screening tomorrow night, and it's an element that I don't think has been done at Melbourne Queer Film Festival before, with a live performer to help with the score throughout the movie. So it's a real experiment that I think is going to be very exciting. So I hope everybody needs to get along. If it is actually up at the same time as the comedy shorts that Joy's presenting, but that's sold out.
Okay.
So you've got no choice. If you want to go to a queer film festival on Friday, this is the movie to go see. It's at 6:30. He Hated Pigeons. It's a very special event for the Melbourne Queer Film Festival down at Acme. Tickets online at mqff.com.au. This is a once-off
in
Melbourne.
Off. This isn't like musicians are playing some sort of set piece of music. There is no set music this film. What's going to happen tomorrow will be improvised. It'll be raw. It'll be blissful. It'll be real. And it'll only happen one time.
Amazing. I look forward to hearing everybody's reports about this one after Friday night. Thank you for coming to Melbourne and bringing this film to our festival.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's amazing. Get along to it, mqff.com.au. The movie is called He Hated Pigeons. It is a once-off. You need to get along and see it. Ingrid Veniger, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.